Carnival Development Corporation will be making several upgrades to Carnival City Victoria Park for this year's staging of Vinci Mass. Chief Executive Officer of the CDC, Rodney Small, tells NBC News these upgrades are being carried out to ensure that international standards are met when staging events for the carnival season. He says one such upgrade is creating a separate entrance for senior citizens who patronize these events.
And we decided why not incorporate this into what we are doing and align ourselves with international standards and make sure that, I mean, we have a full inclusion so everybody can enjoy Vinci Mass. So that is really the reason. And I mean, looking at it, I don't like the idea that a senior citizen have to be fighting in a line to get in to enjoy one of the activities or one of the events. So, I mean, outside of the international standards, we also want to cater to our elderly who still enjoy carnival activities.
Small says the CDC is also looking into having sign language interpreters for events sometime in the near future.
We're just getting started. There are a lot of different things that we want to implement where these things are concerned. And that is something also that is on the table. But, you know, that is something that we have to make sure we have the right person to do it, because we don't want it to come off as something that is not well thought out, and when we start executing, it's done well. So that is something that we would look forward to in the future. But for right now, we are going to be putting in the wheelchair access and a senior citizen line, really to cater to the elderly, for those persons who still love carnival. I know that there are persons that are asking what is the age for this, which we'll put out, obviously, an announcement in terms of who we consider senior citizens and what is the age group. And then, of course, the CDC will do a full carnival update, so all that information will come into that in terms of the full details.
Small says these new elements are being put in place from feedback from the patrons locally, regionally, and internationally. He says the CDC is trying to drive more people to attend events hosted by the CDC with the new activations and upgrades to the carnival product.
I mean, quite naturally, everything that we've been doing lately is really a representation of what we've been hearing from our patrons and persons in the public and in the diaspora. So a lot of what we're doing is what we saw persons recommending and suggesting to the CDC. So I think the reception is very well, because, I mean, it's a good feeling to see that you recommend something and you suggest something and it's being implemented. So the response has been really, really good with these collaborations. And as I said earlier, it's full inclusion. We want to give everybody a sense of belonging and let them understand that their role is also critical in the overall Vinci Mass product. So I'm really happy. We are happy that, I mean, some of these promoters and event managers were happy to collaborate with us. And as I said, it's really to create a lot of positive environment and lovely atmosphere, so everybody can have that sense of belonging. And the hope is that with all of these new activations outside of Vinci Mass, it would drive people to come to the major events for CDC and for the private promoter, just creating a good vibe.
Chief Executive Officer of the Carnival Development Corporation, Rodney Small. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's Carnival Update.